Keep it up.
Look me your window this morning at three. Pray tell me what was it
you emptied on me.
Now, I have to warn you about this. If you just walk in, the evening goes downhill quite fast. I know they have these terrific singers here at all times, but they have some marvelous singers. But what's wrong now, by the way?
Just another
who wrote me the letter? I see. Wrote me in the letter.
Where is he?
My advice and shun the
the fatal curse of drink. And look around, first in ladies' gatherings.
Professional gentlemen, two flies on a sauce bottle. How many have you done the HP? Now, I have made inquiries, and although I've not been here before, I have discovered already there are no rules here, you know, at this club against buying any of the singers a drink. There's nothing closed around here. They're open all day on Sundays now, I mean, aren't they? But apart from that, you can't get a drink. Except on St. David's Day, I think. I'm not just telling you, drunk, had a long trip, that's all. I came on the train, I would have driven, but I had a very old car. That's why I live in West Hampstead on the hill, see. So I left it leaning on the wall, panicking, on the train. This car, I'm not kidding you, this car is so bleeding old, it is insured against fire, theft and Luddites. I took it in for a service the other day, and the fitter said it was blocking the eye. I had to take it out.
Was that the fitter?
Yeah.
Or the herd?
That's a lovely pair of boots. Well, they are, but you don't even know what part of them.
No kinds of flowers ever seem to grow in my English country, not again. Here are some unlikely reasons that I know, which I hope you'll truly pardon. Thistles in the flower beds, sparrow droppings on the ship, stick to the walls and harden. Why do the weeds all propagate their seed in my English country garden? I can't believe that Adam and Eve would choose England for a garden. I venture that they'd have swapped it for a flat if the very invasive fruit is a garden. When Adam and the serpent met, Adam took it for a pet. Serpents can be domesticated yet, but he'd never seen the beetles that have been in the English country garden. Somehow I feel that I will never be a vegetable grower. So I've decided what I must do, and to hell with Percy. Buy a ton of broken bricks, get a load of ready mix, spread them and let them harden. I contemplate a concrete estate, not an English country garden.
I'm Tad Harun Oipen and Echo. When I was in Tibet, I used to live in Wales as a child. I was smuggled out by the underground routes into the Mersey Tunnel. Oh, anyway, well, all right. A man bought a dog with no legs. Every day he was out in the park for a drag. Come in! Have a sweat it out with us. This is a song. Now, this song here is entirely couched in the vernacular of rhyming slang. Now, as it may not have spread out to these parts, you're remaining relatively unstudied by all this. See, rhyming slang, I'll have to explain it to you. Now, this is a type of lingo which has been used for many centuries by the lower orders, you know, the workers and sort of the hairy-off individuals who hang about in the transpontine areas of the metropolis, inhabiting the reeking and fetid alleyways down there in the transpontine areas, such as the Elephant and Castle, Bermondsey, the Old Kent Road, Camberwell's Green, and the other. No, that's not transpontine, boy, that's up on the hills. On the northern bank. But I'm talking about the transpontine or southern, you see, down in the festering arches of the universe that can flourish down there, you see. Now, Princess, I'll give you an example of rhyming slang. Now, in rhyme, this is beer. Now, at last, I've found some beer. This is beer. In rhyming slang, they say pig's ear. So if you want to say beer, you don't say beer, you say pig's ear. Suit, you don't say suit, or suit, what's my suit? Tie. Peckham Rye. So it goes on. This is how they converse down there in the transport. Are you listening to this? Because this is a lecture. I short a lecture on the subject of rhyming slang.
You watch your butler gas, mate.
He's got it. He's definitely got it. We don't have too near it. Last week, he was just coming to the service. They are. See, that's how they talk. See, Daisy Roots, Hackney Bits. If you want to say, I've got a bit of a draft in the neck hole, you'd say, I have a bit of a George in the bushel. See, George Raft in the bushel of Peck. Now, Terry here is from Dartford, where he's right in. Pull me up if I'm wrong. I don't want to tell these people a load of cops. That's right, isn't it? We've got an expert here to prove that I'm not fooling. So there you are. There, you now know what rhyme slang is all about. If you were to ask somebody to cash you a cheque, you'd say, excuse me, could you sausage me a grape? This song is entirely housed in the vernacular of rhyming slang. I was sitting one night by the Jerry O'Meyer, warming my plates of meat, when I heard a rat-tat at the Rory O'Moor. That fair made my raspberry tart beat. So I put down the tankard of foaming pig's ear that I held in my German band, and silently crept down the apples and pears, my dukes all ready to land. There on her Todsloan stood a smashing young dame, her bonnet fair blowing in the breeze. Not one dicky bird from her north and south came, but her mince pies weren't half saved. So I put on my tipper and weasel and stones, and adjusted my silk Peckham Rye. A quick ball of chalk down the old frog and toad, to the rubber dub went she and I. La 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 la. We drank at the Jolly Jack tar for a while. Then I said, how about Uncle Ned? She flashed me her white hat, said Heath's in a smile, and not bloody likely she's dead.
Like cowboys, or cows. If I call out cows, I had a weekend about 2 hours in Cowles, Portsmouth and Southampton, and I had a terrific time. But what made it notable, was the fact that when I went to Southampton, it was on Saturday, and there was a large crowd of thousands of people all conglomerating on the place in a very fixed And I joined in, and it was the arrival of the great navigator and British sailor, Che Blight, who did this wonderful thing, you see, which only an Englishman would think of in the first place, of sailing around the world backwards. And there he was, and they all gathered around Campbell Walk in Southampton. Thousands and thousands of people to see this brother come in. Looking in his mirror, of course. Crash, he went crash. England, in a cement boat, it's marvelous. And the way I remember this, she's got a little lecturing, but Mr. Yeag was there himself. Now, I've got to tell you this, this is talking about cows. This is an apocryphal story. It's nothing to do with me at all. So that means that you can't throw anything at me. I heard this in Southampton, that Mr. this is about politicians, actually. That Mr. Heath was after the conference in private. Mr. Heath was having a conversation with President Kaunda. And President Kaunda said to Mr. Heath, he says, now look here, he said. Now I am telling you now, you see, if you don't stop this business of sending all these armaments to South Africa, and I tell you now, I am man, I'm going to take a picture of your queen of all our postage stamps. So Mr. He for the latter attitude, I shall simply remove your picture from all our marmalade. Anyway. I thought that story from Johnny Silver. Really glad to get rid of it. But talking about cows, which is a real cowboy song, which is taught to me by a great friend of mine, the beautiful but Californian folk singer Julie Pielsey. Well, I got the gal in Kansas. Oh, I got a gal in Kansas, pretty as a cross-eyed pup. Walking along the corner over the left side and straight up. Oh, she's a lot old skinny, it's a fact I'm telling you. She drinks muddy water, though the people can't see through. Oh, I got a gal in Kansas, she found a hornet's nest. And she's been standing up ever since they stung her in the wet. For the handier household help. Let's hear it roll upon the drum. It's the answer to your problems, it will solve them every one. It's universally popular in gardens and in homes. For getting rid of people that haven't got rid of you can rub it down your toilet, you can stick it on your wall. You can buy it in pint canisters for spraying on your canisters. Now, Mr. Jones went fishing to try and catch some trout, but though he sat for hours and hours, it seemed his luck was out. He tried some household helpers, bait, and quickly changed the scene. He soon caught seven mermaids and a nuclear submarine. Oh, it removes the stain from fabrics and the blemishes from glass. It keeps your TV free from static and will fumigate your attic. It's informed from your local hardware store. It's a handier household helper you have ever had before. Now, Miss Brown was most upset because she didn't have much figure. She smeared her butt with household help and tried to make it bigger. The smell said Miss Brown's boss berserk as she sat on his knee. Now Miss Brown's figure's bigger, where it didn't ought to be. Oh, it will insulate your kitchen if you spread it nice and thick. It will grant your fondest wishes or get egg stains off your dishes. Thank you. Now, Mrs. Smith complained to us her sheets were always grey. She thought perhaps some household help would take the stains away. We put some in her husband's beer a month or two ago. Now Mrs. Smith's a widow, and her sheets are white as It reproduces pictures upside down or back to front. It will clean the streets of Dunstable or renovate the constable. Do we ought to be crushed by this edict from the overlooking juror? Don't be crushed. Never follow that, bloody dictators. Do what you like. I'm glad you watched. I've had three requests during the interval.
Why are you doing that?
Well, I still have to say, because the train doesn't go to the but I have had three requests. One of them is physically impossible. That's how we lose the bet. Of course, it's not my time.
Thank you.
Charlie Bolden's blues.
Enter your drawbridge, I'll enter your
coming all help. He has gone to the wars for a 12-month or longer, and he's taken the key to my chance to leave him.
Oh, justice, evil, nonny, nonny, justice, evil, nonny, nonny, take him that evil life, justice, evil.
Deezer, fear not, gentle maiden, for I know a locksmith. To his forge we will go, on his door we will knock, knock, knock. Hutch.
Hutch.
Bless it. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
That will do the trick. It's all that every chemist, a one and a two.
lady's bedroom, I went by mistake. My intentions were honest, you see. But she shouted with laughter, "E, I know what you're at. The anti Now I know a girl who is putting on weight in a spot where it just shouldn't be. So I says to Nelly, "Well, you rub your knee, anti-Mary, and that'll shift it. Now in our family we've got an heirloom. They handed it to me a year ago. It's been in our possession since Grandad were a lad. I'll tell you what it is and then you'll know. It's me it's me Grandad's it's me Grandad's flannelette nightshirt. In it I was christened one day. Down at the church, we were in a whirl. No one seemed to know if I were boy or girl. Well, they'd had one or two, and easy were in a mess. But it's all right, said the preacher, rather curt. I've been and had a quiz, and I found out what it is by his granddad's flannelette shirt. Lordy, lordy, it's granddad's flannelette shirt. In me granddad's flannelette night shirt. I got married one day. We got in the train, the bride gave a shout. "Hey, what is that there? You are fully stout." I said it's old fashioned and it's tattered and torn. Madame Roddy don't even deal with me, Kurt. The other day I got an invitation to go and join a newbies colonies. And as the light is healthy and in the open air, I trotted off as happy as could be. Granddad's flannelette nightshirt. I walked up to the door. Someone says, "Now don't make a fuss. Just take off your clothes and you'll be like us." Well, I was bashful, so I stayed by myself. Caught with the girls, I didn't want to flirt. But when I fell asleep, they all kept on at a peep. And me granddad's flannelette shirt, I let it dangle. Me granddad's flannelette shirt.
Thank you. darling, I've been a Duke of Kent. I know I've been a bit too strong. Remember that rainy evening that I slung you out with nothing but your hot pants on. Oh, what a bleeding shame. Your sister's on the game.
Ford cassette recorder. Now to win it, all you have to do is to answer this question. The man who made it didn't want it. The man who got it didn't know it. What is it? Simple as that. The man who made it didn't want it. The man who got it didn't know it. What is it? And when you figure that out, simply give us a ring at 01-493-5961 before 1 o'clock this morning. That number again, 01-493-5961 before 1 o'clock this morning. Leave your name, address, and the answer to the question. And then complete this sentence in not more than five words. I like listening to Paul Burnett's program because... Let's complete that in not more than five words. I like listening to Paul Burnett's program because... And the best answer will win tonight's star prize, the fantastic Philco Ford cassette recorder.